Welcome to month 4, week 3 of the School of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our constant abiding companion. And in the school, we've come to know the Holy Spirit personally. And we've experienced what's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. And we've learned about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And now we're learning how to live a life in the Spirit and how to grow in the Spirit. Pope John Paul II spoke to the charismatic renewal and he said this: I hope that the spirituality of Pentecost will spread in the church as a renewed incentive to prayer, holiness, communion, and proclamation. He enumerates 4 things here: prayer, holiness, communion, and proclamation. Prayer. Prayer is our daily encounter with the Lord. Holiness is rejection of sin. Communion is gathering with other believers for prayer meetings. And fourthly, proclamation or evangelization is leading others to Christ. And today in the School of the Holy Spirit, I want to focus on communion. And in the charismatic renewal, the way we come into communion with each other is through the prayer meeting, or sometimes it's called the prayer group. Now this week, our focus scripture is Matthew 18:20. Matthew 18:20. This is what Jesus says: For where 2 or 3 gather in my name, there I am with them. What an amazing promise. Matthew 18:20. For where 2 or 3 gather in my name, there I am with them. Now notice that the name prayer meeting, a prayer group. A prayer group is not a fellowship, though it does draw believers together to share their lives and come to love each other. And a prayer meeting is not a Bible study, though the Word of God is shared and taught. A prayer meeting is a meeting to come together to pray. It's a group that's centered on prayer. Now, I know this sounds obvious, but many times we as church spend more time talking about God than talking to God. Let me say that again. Many times we as church spend more time talking about God than to God. And a prayer meeting is to pull us together to focus us on talking to God. You see, because Christianity is a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ by the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. Christianity is a relationship. And at a prayer meeting, we're coming to meet with God. Let's go and take a look at the verse Matthew 18:20. For where 2 or 3 gather in my name, there I am with them. At a prayer meeting, we come together in Jesus' name. Now, to do something in Jesus' name implies that Jesus is there himself. Jesus said, "There I am." At a prayer meeting, our hearts should be aware that Jesus is in our midst. When believers gather in Jesus' name, I'm not sure that we're aware of the presence of Jesus in our midst. That's an amazing thing. Jesus comes to be with us when we gather in his name. Now let's take a look at the goal of a prayer meeting. The goal of a prayer meeting is this: for every believer to surrender to the presence of the Lord Jesus, so that he can express himself in their midst. For every believer to surrender to the presence of the Lord Jesus, so that he can express himself in their midst. When you think about it, shouldn't there be some time in the church when Jesus gets to do whatever he wants to do? Now, I'm not talking about the Mass. We shouldn't goof around with the Mass. He's already told us what he wants to do during that time. But shouldn't there be some other time when we gather together and we just let Jesus do whatever he wants to do? And see, the goal of a prayer meeting is to help believers mature to the point where they are surrendered to the Holy Spirit so that Jesus might do whatever he wants to do in that gathering. Can you imagine being a part of a gathering of believers where Jesus was moving in their midst? Okay, for us to be at that place where Jesus is able to do whatever he wants and is in our midst, I want to propose 3 things. Number 1, every believer needs to have a strong daily encounter with the Lord. Every believer needs to have a solid daily prayer encounter with the Lord. So they don't wait to go to the prayer meeting to encounter Jesus. They're encountering him every day. A prayer meeting needs to be a gathering of believers who have strong daily and prayer encounters with the Lord. And then they're bringing the fruit of their encounters to the group and sharing the fruit of their encounters. And many times, prayer meetings never mature because people, they're not being fed daily. And they come to the prayer meeting to get fed. Now, for prayer meetings to be mature, every believer needs to have a strong daily encounter with the Lord. That's number one. If we want Jesus to move in our midst, needs to be that. Number two, every believer needs to be ready to give. We come to a prayer meeting not to get anything, but to give to others. We come surrendered to the Holy Spirit. We come with grateful hearts that are ready to praise God for who he is and what he's done. We come ready to speak our testimony of who God is to us and what he's done for us. We come with the word of God stored up in our hearts, and we're ready to share it with others. And we come to let whatever walls need to be let down of our comfort, and we're ready to do whatever the Holy Spirit asks of us to do. And we also come with hearts ready to hold up others through our intercession. We come to give. We have said that the goal of a prayer meeting is for every believer to surrender to the presence of the Lord Jesus so that he can express himself in their midst. And for Jesus to be able to do that, number one, we've got to have strong daily prayer encounters. Number two, we need to be ready to give. And here's number three. Every believer needs to be trained in the movement and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It is in our daily encounters that we become sensitive to the movements of the Holy Spirit, and we prepare to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that the Lord Jesus may express himself in our midst. This training in the movement and in the gifts comes from two things. Number one, stepping out when we believe that the Holy Spirit is calling to move the group in a certain direction. It's simply trying out the promptings of the Holy Spirit. That's what your training is going to be. It's simply stepping out in faith. And I'm going to be honest with you. At times that can be a little uncomfortable. You know, you feel like the Holy Spirit wants you to do something. And we have to overcome our flesh. Our flesh wants to say, no, you'll embarrass yourself. No, we need to step out in faith and go with it. And, you know, honestly, we're going to make mistakes at times. So the prayer group needs to have an environment of love and trust. Love that you know that if you step out and you make a mistake, that it's not going to matter. We love you. And we're more excited that you stepped out and you gave it a try. And that group needs to trust that you're really trying to move in the Holy Spirit. Number two, this training to be sensitive to the movement of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Number two is we need to study the gifts of the Holy Spirit, what they are and how they work. And if you go to my website, brendancase.com, BrendanCase.com, if you go to my website at Tools for Growth, there's a book called A Key to the Charismatic Renewal in the Catholic Church by Monsignor Vincent Walsh. And this is an excellent resource. Monsignor goes through every single one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, what they are and how they work. And this book's on my website for free, so I hope you'll take a look at it. So, again, the goal of the prayer meeting is for every believer to surrender to the presence of the Lord Jesus so that he can express himself in their midst. And to do this, we need to have strong daily encounters with the Lord, we need to be ready to give, and we need to be trained in the movement and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, part of the training of just surrendering to the movement of the Holy Spirit is to have a structure in the beginning of your prayer group. Now, that structure is not to bind you, it's to free you so you know, oh, what can I do right now? You know, you come and it's like, oh, well, what do I do? Okay, so we're going to give you a structure, but that structure is not to bind you, it's to free you, and it's a beginning. hopefully someday you'll get to a place in the Holy Spirit where he's just totally taken over and he can do whatever he wants with the meeting. And if he wants you to sit there in the whole prayer meeting in silence, you'll do it. And if he wants you to just spend the whole meeting praising him, you'll do it. But we want to give you just some little guidelines here for a prayer meeting. Number one, usually most prayer meetings just meet once a week. And they're usually about 2 hours long. Sometimes there's a potluck before or after to build some fellowship with the believers. And there's usually a designated leader for a prayer meeting. And that person, though, isn't to take over the prayer meeting. They're trying to just coordinate the different ways that the Holy Spirit is moving through the different members. So there's going to be that structure, but again, that structure is to free us to move in the Spirit. Now, to go to a prayer meeting, I really believe that every believer needs to bring their own Bible. Please, if you're not bringing a Bible to these schools of the Holy Spirit, start bringing them. You need to have your Bible, because whenever you're at something and the Bible is quoted, look it up. That's how you're going to grow in your knowledge of the Word of God. You also need to bring a journal with you so that you can write down what the Lord is saying at the prayer meeting, or scriptures that are shared. And this will help you to grow. The other thing that I'd recommend that you bring, so number one is bring your Bible, a journal. The other thing I'd recommend that you bring is we're giving you a pamphlet called How to Participate in a Prayer Meeting. And I would encourage you to bring that like for the first 3 months so you can really understand what's going on in the prayer meeting and the different things that could be happening at that time and how to surrender to the Holy Spirit. So there's a pamphlet we're giving you called How to Participate in a Prayer Meeting. Okay, now I'm going to give you the typical flow of a prayer meeting. Number one, it starts off with praise and worship music. And number two, we go into thanksgiving. After that, we've worshiped God, okay? And when you worship God, he's going to show up. So when he shows up, after we've worshiped him and given thanks to him, we want to spend some time in quiet, since he's there, to say, Lord, do you want to speak? Do you want to speak to us through prophecy or through scripture readings? Then after that, a lot of prayer meetings will have a period where the leader will say, is there anybody that would like to share how God moved in their life this week? Or they'd like to share a testimony. After that, step five is a teaching, a Bible-centered teaching that the leader gives or leader appoints somebody to give. Then we move into intercession now. And the first intercession should be for the grace to respond to the teaching. Then discernment is the next part of the prayer meeting. There should be somebody, the leader, or he appoints somebody that's going to just be listening through the prayer meeting and writing down and praying and seeing, hey, are there any connections here? What is the big picture that God is trying to show us? And they share that at the end of the prayer meeting so that we can all be moving together. And once a month at least, you should be going back and reviewing to say, what has God been saying to us? How has he been moving in our midst? So we're making sure to fulfill what God's asked of us. And lastly, there's usually the ministry of laying on of hands, praying over people for what their needs are. Okay, let me talk to you about participating in these different parts of the prayer meeting. Number one, the praise and worship. Of course, you know, you want to sing. Get into the music. You know, raise your hands to the Lord. Clap to the songs. Listen, you're free to dance at a charismatic prayer meeting. There's a lot of joy amongst charismatics. So use your body to worship the Lord. But don't just sing songs. Sing from your heart. Sing to the Lord. That's what we want to do. We want to sing to the Lord. And, you know, sometimes you'll break into tongues in between the songs, or you'll start praying. You can start even saying, everybody else is singing, and you can just be listening, going, yes, Lord, this is true. I love you, Lord. And in between the songs, you know, sometimes people will shout out, praise God, you know. So I want to encourage you, sing the songs, but enter into praise and say things about praising God. And on that pamphlet that we gave you, how to participate in a prayer meeting, on the back of it is a whole list of praise words like, blessed are you, Lord God. Okay? So that's the first step. The second step is thanksgiving. The leader will say, brothers and sisters, let's just right now just give thanks to God. Is there anything you want to thank God for? Now, You want to make sure that you, at a prayer meeting, that you address your prayers to God. That you say, Father, I want to thank you for this. Not say something like, I'm grateful for. I mean, it's not that it's not bad, but, you know, God's in our midst. He's right here. Wherever two or three are gathered, right? I'm there in their midst. Jesus is here. So tell him. Say, Jesus, I want to thank you for my family. I want to thank you. Whatever it is, say it to him. Okay, then we said the next step is, since God is in our midst, we want to give him an opportunity to speak. And the leader invites us to become still and to listen. It's at this point that everybody should pull out their Bible and just sit there and open up the Bible and just start to turn around in the Bible and just start reading different places in the Bible. And there might be something that jumps off the page that you're like, I think that this we need to hear this. And you share that with the group. Or maybe you're sitting there, and as you're looking through Scripture, all of a sudden you just sense that you get this phrase keep going through your head that that you sense that the Lord wants to say something like, my people, I say to you. And sometimes he'll give you the whole prophecies. Maybe sometimes he just says, thus saith the Lord. And you're like, what else? Well, step out in faith. He'll fill in the rest. But we want to give God this opportunity to speak. So when you're sitting there, if you feel nervous, like, oh my gosh, I've got to say something. I've heard this from people, is like when the gift of prophecy comes on them, they're like, if I don't say this, I'm going to explode. So we're listening at this point. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. Then the prayer, after we have that period, a lot of times there's a period of sharing how God has been moving through the week. Now, when it comes to sharing it at the prayer meeting, there's three things that I think are important. The ABCs. Accurate, brief, Christ-centered. Accurate, brief, Christ-centered. Number one, be accurate when you share something. You don't need to exaggerate. If you exaggerate, you'll actually steal from God's glory. Don't do that. But share. Tell the. Be accurate. Say, this week, God did this. I saw God do this. And be brief when you share it, okay? Because remember, there's other people that would like to share, and the prayer meeting's bigger than you. And so be about 2-4 minutes. I've seen prayer meetings where just somebody just takes over. And, you know, the poor leader's sitting there going, and everybody else is going, oh my gosh, how long is this going on? You know, but at the same time, please do share. We want to hear what God has been doing. That'll cause us to praise him, you know. And after somebody shares, you know, as they're sharing, it's okay to say, wow, thanks be to God. Praise Jesus that happened. And then the next thing is be Christ-centered. This isn't about you, okay? You're not there to talk about you. This isn't a time to share the difficulties you're going through. You know, when you go for laying on the hands ministry at the end, that's where you might want to share your difficulties and ask the church to pray over you at that point. We want to be here to talk about Jesus. We're lifting up Jesus. So be accurate, brief, and Christ-centered. Okay, the teaching. How do you, you know, the leader's going to appoint somebody to give a teaching. So how do you participate in that? Well, this is how you participate. Make sure to have your Bible. And when somebody's teaching something and they quote a scripture, turn to it. Turn to that scripture. You're going to get to know the Word of God as you're flipping back and forth. And you know what? Pull out your journal and take notes on the teaching so that you can grow. Here's the other thing. You need to take notes because it's time for us to be mature as believers. You know, we're all called to be teachers of the Word of God. All of us. So we need to be taking notes and learning these things because someday we're going to have to share them with others. Then you move to intercession. You're going to pray for other people. We already talked about discernment, that somebody's going to, at the end of the meeting, they're going to be listening and saying, wow, I see how this all fits together. And they're going to say, the Lord is showing us this. Some prayer groups, the laying on of hands happens after the prayer meeting's over so that you know that person can have private time, or it happens for the whole meeting. But the thing is we all need to jump in and believe that the Holy Spirit will use us. You know, I'll end with this. If you were to ask me how I grew so quickly in the spiritual life, It's because I'm 50 right now as I record this. I've gone to a prayer meeting every week since I was 16. I can't tell you the benefit of a prayer meeting. And remember, and the other thing too, is I'm going to tell you the truth, is number one, I've had a strong daily prayer encounter. I go to prayer meetings, I'm ready to give. And I've been trained in the movement of the Holy Spirit. So, I want to encourage you right now to really, as a follow-up to the School of the Holy Spirit, to start a prayer meeting. We're going to have one more week. And then after that, I think you should go for 4 months as a prayer group and then go into the next series, which is called Hearing the Voice of God. So I want to encourage you. Make a commitment. Get involved. Be a member of a prayer group. Get your daily prayer life going strong. Get ready to give and learn how to move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.